This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel must remain in a strip of land between the Gaza Strip and the Egyptian border to prevent Hamas from rearming, as the White House says Israel must withdraw at least partially from the area. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army published a picture Wednesday of the opening of the tunnel in Gaza where the bodies of six Israeli hostages were found after they had been executed by Hamas on Saturday. The deaths of the six, including American-Israeli Hirsch Goldberg Polan, has sparked mass demonstrations in Israel by hundreds of thousands of Israelis who want Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to agree to a ceasefire deal with Hamas that would free the remaining 101 hostages. Three of the six hostages killed by Hamas were set to have been released in the first phase of the deal, meaning they were killed days before they could have been freed. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. President Joe Biden's administration on Wednesday announced criminal charges, the seizure of internet domains, and sanctions related to Russian disinformation efforts to influence the U.S. presidential election.
We have no tolerance for attempts by authoritarian regimes to exploit our democratic system of government.
Attorney General Merrick Garland said the actions relate to Russia's use of state media to enlist unwitting American influencers to spread propaganda and disinformation. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday Ukraine needed quote-unquote new energy as he ordered a major government reshuffle at a crucial juncture in the war against Russia. A total of six ministers, including Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, submitted their resignation, and Parliament accepted the resignations of four. This is VOA News. The White House is urging Congress to again do something after the last mass shooting, with at least four people dead and nine injured on Wednesday at a high school in the U.S. state of Georgia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Spokeswoman Corinne Jean-Pierre says it should have been an exciting return to school.
But instead, we're seeing yet another horrific shooting.
In a statement, the president calls it senseless, re-upping calls for Congress to move.
We need to ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines.
On the campaign trail in New Hampshire.
It doesn't have to be this way.
Vice President Harris says it's outrageous that parents have to send kids to school and then worry about them coming home alive. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A public inquiry released on Wednesday into the devastating 2017 London Grenfell Tower blaze that killed 72 people blamed the disaster on failings by the government, construction industry, and most of all, the firms involved in fitting the exterior with flammable cladding. The fire ripped through the 23-story social housing block in one of London's richest areas during the early hours of June 14, 2017. It was Britain's deadliest blaze in a residential building since World War II. Indonesia hosted a gathering of African leaders in Bali this week in a bid to grow economic and trade ties, but many African countries were not represented, with leaders opting to attend a separate forum in China. Adam Hancock has the details.
The three-day forum struggled to attract a large showing of African countries. Christoph Doringye Thompson is a foreign affairs academic based in Jakarta.
Between Indonesia and China, the African leaders chose China to be present, which doesn't mean that the collaboration with Indonesia and the forum does not have important discussions and important outcomes. But symbolically, for sure, the choice was made for China.
In total, delegates from 29 nations made their way to the resort island of Bali for the summit, well short of the 47 African countries that were represented at the inaugural forum in 2018. Adam Hancock, VOA News, Singapore.
Mexico's lower house of Congress approved an overhaul of the country's judiciary early on Wednesday that would usher in a new era of elections for all judges in a vote cheered by the ruling party but seen as a dangerous experiment by the opposition. The overwhelming vote of approval by lawmakers paves the way for the constitutional reform to go to the Senate, where debate is expected to begin next Wednesday. While the ruling coalition is expected to approve the proposal in the upper chamber, the vote there could be closer. I'm Joe Ramsey.